Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled Quid Pro Quo, which means I'll do this for you, but you'll do that for me. It's a form of manipulation the conspiracy has perfected throughout the years into a fine art. These days, this formula is used in every aspect of society, so much so that we come to expect strings attached to any favor anyone ever offers. Now, when we see something advertised for free, we know there's a catch, because only suckers are gullible enough to believe in something for nothing. Yes, friends, the sad truth is that generosity and charity are two of the most mean-spirited tricks the conspiracy ever devised. It's cruel because it pretends to be kind while victimizing the poor and innocent. It works so well because most people think that if you give them money, you really care about them. Oh, the fools. Look at the millions men spend on prostitutes. Do you think that means they care about them? No, sir. It means they want to screw them. In the 1930s, one of the greatest leaders the world has ever known set forth to end the Great Depression. The poor wanted jobs, so he gave them jobs. The poor wanted health care, so he gave them health care. The poor wanted someone to take care of them in their old age, so he created Social Security. It was because of his leadership that the needy were fed and clothed. Jobs were created for their employment. Schools were built for their children and hope provided where there was none before. His image has been immortalized on both money and stamps, not to mention countless movies and books. Historians all agree that this man was the most dynamic politician of his day. No, his name wasn't Roosevelt. That was only a cheap American imitation. I'm talking about Hitler, the real thing. Hitler took care of his people in a variety of different ways, not all of them very pleasant. It seems that after he gave the public jobs, medicine, and retirement, he expected a little something in return. That quid pro quo was their freedom. And since everyone had become dependent on his government, they couldn't refuse. They weren't exactly slaves because they were paid, but they obeyed just the same. Now, does this mean that Hitler created the conspiracy? Or did the conspiracy create Hitler? No one can say for sure. But one thing is certain. Although Hitler is dead, the conspiracy is alive and well. And it's using the same technique today. A Trojan horse of handouts that look like gifts, but contain a deadly little surprise within. If you read history books, which the conspiracy just so happens to write, publish, and make you read in high school, they warn you about Hitler. They highlight his angry speeches, they denounce his repressive government, and they sanctimoniously promise never again. But funny thing, they managed to skim over all the generous things Hitler did to win over the public. Why? Why the omission? Is it because they were short on paper? Or could it be that they want to redefine Hitler so you won't recognize the same trick being played on you today? They want you looking for a fire-breathing demon, not a manipulative government that will use your own tax money to buy you out. No, sir, not my government. They want to take care of me. They want to help me. Yeah, right. That's what the Germans thought, too, but eventually that illusion went up in smoke, if you get my drift. Of course, it's different now. Everyone's secure, and there's no war in sight. But beware. When times are good, the debt is rolled over. But when times are bad, that loan is called in with interest. Because he who pays the piper names the tune. And as long as there's a conspiracy, believe me, there's going to be strings attached. Sometimes those strings will be so subtle, you won't even notice them at first. It's like invisible fishing line. You won't know it's there until after you've taken the bait, when suddenly, pow! You feel a sharp pain of obligation as the conspiracy sets that hook. Oh, you'll struggle. You may even put up a good fight, but don't expect the conspiracy to cut you any slack. They'll only loosen the line now and then to get your hopes up, so you'll keep fighting. Because the more you resist, the more the conspiracy likes it. It gives them something to brag about. You see, So many pinks and normals want to get caught. They actually desire a fight now and then just to break up the boredom. Eventually, you wear down and get pulled closer and closer until finally you're on board with them. If only you knew before what you had realized in those final moments, you could have saved yourself by refusing what was disguised as a free lunch. But you were naive and swallowed their bait, hook, line, and sinker. So now, your fate is in their hands. Well, maybe the normals trust the conspiracy with their lives and freedom, but not the subgenies. We'd rather take our chances with the devil in the deep blue sea. We refuse their Indian giver gifts and the hidden agendas they conceal. We don't want their charity, we don't want their protection, and we don't want their sympathy either. Because we've learned they give nothing, nothing, away without demanding something in return. So tell them to take their quid pro quo and blow it out their big brother butts. The only thing we want free out of life is slack. And since they don't even know what slack is, they can never control it or us. Here endeth the word of Bob. Praise Bob. Amen.